This is St. Louis Public Radio. Protesters throughout the St. Louis region have joined countless people from around the world to demand an end to police brutality. After decades of frustrations, many African Americans say that the wave of black activism is finally attracting widespread support from white people. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, black St. Louisans say there is a sense of urgency to finally save black lives.
Marches, candlelight vigils, and teach-ins are continuing across the St. Louis region as activists call for police to stop killing black people. Protesters are angry that a Minneapolis police officer killed George Floyd and say St. Louis area officers are still abusing their power. And that's what pushed Roberta McWoods to lead a peace walk in Kirkwood.
Trayvon Martin, Alton Sterling.
McWoods says she's been to many marches, but the ones happening now feel different. She thinks white people are finally opening their eyes to how systems harm black people.
We should still do our part in trying to bring an awareness to it by protesting and speaking up for people. But if you're talking about a systemic level of racism that didn't get there overnight. So it's going to take years of intentional change for that to happen.
McWoods is an organizer of Kirkwood Teachers of Color and the high school's track and field coach. She says she uses her influence to stir up change. She thinks police will continue to kill black people, but some cities across the country are finally working to stop that and save black lives. McWoods says she is happy that white people are speaking up about the injustices that black Americans have faced for generations.
But I would want to see some deep systemic changes in law enforcement, in education, in business, and all those. And that only really comes with white people becoming more than allies and acting.
No justice! No peace!
No racism!
No peace!
Black Americans know that demonstrations come and go, like one that took place in downtown St. Louis. But the movement will continue as long as people keep talking about it. Some say even the move by corporations to stand in solidarity with Black America helps. Worldwide Technology, Purina, and other companies have expressed support for the movement. St. Louis resident Lauren Works says corporate America's decision to publicly support the Black Lives Matter movement is a sign that they are listening to the people.
To be in the middle of a viral pandemic and now to be able to witness what's happening to black folks on a daily, in such a very visual manner, I think the importance and the need of the conversation has spread beyond the communities that have initially led it in the past.
Many people in the St. Louis region say activism in Ferguson helped inspire the nationwide movement. DeMarco Davison is a community organizer for Metropolitan Congregations United. He says it's a pivotal moment right now for Black Americans, and it's clear that the world is finally listening.
I hate that historically the seeds of incremental change is usually watered with the blood and tears of black people. But we have mainly white institutions calling this out. And that's a huge step forward.
Protesters across the nation are calling for cities to defund police departments. Davidson says he doesn't want to abolish policing, but he does want St. Louis area departments to prohibit deadly police tactics and to make sure that officers have regular mental health checks.
What we are aiming for and we'll continue to work towards is better policies for not just police, but for education for children. And we want to be able to have a healthier community for our future.
Davidson says for the system to change, the black community needs everyone's voice. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.